I want to talk about two mechanisms. The first one is very straightforward, relatively simple. It's motivation. So if I believe that I can do well, and think about your own past experiences, when you believe that you could do well in something, you're much more likely to be motivated than if you think that you're hopeless and have no chance. You're much more likely to resign and not do anything. You're much more likely to be motivated before the event, whatever the event may be, in training and practice, as well as during the event, while it's taking place. Think about what Marva Collins did. She motivated her students. She made them believe that they could achieve, that they could make something out of their lives, that it was their responsibility, that it was up to them. And that made all the difference for them, because they were motivated, they worked hard. So motivation makes a difference. There is another thing, though, in addition to motivation, and that is the notion of consistency or congruence. What does that mean? You see, we all have a mental schema of the world, a mental schema of the way the world should be, ought to be, or is. For example, I have a mental schema that suggests that things fall when left in midair. So I have a schema that says that if I drop this, it will actually fall.